try to find something that you're interested in, and then, like I said, try to find people who are doing it.
From studying the perennial crop and teaching it, now Thaddeus McCammett is transitioning to an orchard manager in Montana. Learn more about his advice he has for new and current perennial growers and lessons learned from the peach farm he now manages on the 60th episode of the Positivity in Ag Daily Podcast.
I'm Thaddeus McCammett. I work with small-scale fruit and vegetable farmers throughout Minnesota. I've done that since for 22 years now.
And during your time, what's pieces of advice for people getting started?
The biggest piece of advice, one is to be realistic as to what you can do, but most important is to be curious and always be trying to learn. So one of the highest signals of failure is somebody who thinks they know everything before they start.
Now, the perennial crop itself, what's your background with it?
Well, I've been interested in fruits ever since I was 8 years old. And so I started picking cherries when I was 10, and I ended up also getting both a master's and a doctorate in plant sciences. So.
Now, you have an orchard yourself. Tell me more about it.
So, yeah, I'm helping my brother with an orchard in Montana. And the place he got for information was me. Yeah, and so it was kind of a pioneering thing because we have the only commercial peach orchard in the state of Montana. It means that we sell a lot of fruit. And when I say commercial, I'm not saying we sell $5,000. We're selling a lot more than that. You know, I was $5,000 a day. That's what I mean by commercial.
And what have you learned?
It's a lot of hard work. It's also very rewarding. And that's one reason why we do it, is because it's rewarding. Some years we make good money, some years we don't. But we also, you know, we enjoy the customers. The other thing that we really enjoy is the workers, too, because a lot of us become really close with our workers.
So what does the peach crop look like this year, and what's the timeline?
Actually, this year there's no peaches. They got damaged by winter cold. So that's the business, and that happens with any crop, whether you're talking Michigan or Wisconsin or Minnesota or Montana. That's, unfortunately, those things happen. We're predicting that there's not going to be any bloom. So peaches and cherries, you can actually cut the buds open to see if they're alive or not, the flower buds. So peaches and cherries have distinct flower buds, and at any time of the winter you can go into the trees and start cutting those flower buds open to see if there's a live flower bud in there. But we have other things like strawberries, and so we can get we'll make money on strawberries this year with the peaches being damaged.
And the peaches itself, what's the timeline, the growing season in Montana?
We start harvesting around the last week of our July, and then we go so the end of July through the middle of September.
Well, thanks for coming on. What would last piece of advice for those people who are interested in going into whatever fruit crop it may be?
Try to find something that you're interested in. And then, like I said, try to find people who are doing it and see what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong.
There are many challenges and rewards to raising perennial crops. And for many years, Thaddeus has contributed a lot of thoughts to the industry. Stay tuned for many episodes on the Positivity in Ag Daily Podcast alongside our Instagram, Positivity in Ag. There's so much positivity to share around. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. I'm Michelle Stengler, your host. Hope you have a great day.